This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so I'm feeling a little guilty. Okay, first, I love my mom. Many of you guys know my mom. Beautiful woman. Strongest woman I know. Smartest woman I know. She would diagnose me before a doctor could. You know, she knew if I had strep. She knew if I had, you know, I don't know, STDs. No, I didn't have an STD. But she would be able to, when I was a kid, just know exactly what was wrong with me. And I thought my mom was a god. I was scared of her, okay? You know, she was a pretty, pretty formidable woman. She really knew how to whoop your butt. Gosh, she had a fast backhand. And so I always kind of feared my mom until, of course, I, you know, became an adult. And when my dad died, I kind of took on a role in the family as being, you know, I know my siblings would be mad if I say the head of the household, but you do kind of take on that role. You know, my boys do that all the time. Whenever Corey's out of town, you know, they're like, all right, well, you're the mom. They try to call me Dahlia. All right, Dahlia, this is what we're going to do. And I'm like, oh, hell no. Now, I'm the head of the household. Okay, you know, you guys still have to go through some Tanner staging first before you could try to pretend that you're the head of my household. So anyway, my mom's a fantastic woman, wonderful woman, but I'm feeling guilty these days because she drives you crazy. She just, okay. So this is why I'm feeling guilty. So my mom had a minor eye procedure. You know, so we took her to the surgery and then she had to go for the follow up. And I know exactly what to avoid so I don't get frustrated with her. So one thing my mom does is she provides a lot of commentary. Really? Gee, Dahlia, apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Okay, listen, I provide commentary, but I truncate the commentary when the bumper music comes on, okay? So I will stop and finish my commentary, and I don't provide commentary on every little thing. My mom is a genius. I think she trained at the CNN School of Broadcast. I don't know, but she can provide commentary on everything. So I'm thinking, okay, wait a second. If we go to an eye doctor, there's not really much commentary she could provide because they got to check her eyes and all that. Like, I'm going to be okay. I'm not going to get frustrated. I'm not going to yell at her. I'm going to be good. Okay? So we go there, and, you know, procedure went well. Thank you, Dr. DeBrava. Love you to death. We're there for the follow-up the next day, and they start to put up the letters. And I'm like, okay, good. I'm going to be good for the next 5 minutes. Okay? Great. You know? And there's, like, a lot of rows. You know where you have to cover one eye and, you know, you see all the letters Z, W, F, Z, 2, or B, or whatever. And then they just kind of go down in size. So I'm like, okay, great, it's a letter. I'm in the clear. And so my mom starts to look at the letters, okay? And she goes into high voice. All right, so a lot of you guys do this, okay? Nobody admits it. So when we women are around other people, we're like, hi. Oh, that's nice. Nice to see you. But then when we yell at, you know, your kids or whatever, it's like, what is going on? You have your low voice. So all of a sudden she goes into high voice mode. Well, that first letter looks like an E. Like, okay, just say the letter, Mom. Okay, say the letter. Is it W? No. Maybe it's a W. What do you think? I don't have an opinion on the matter, Mom. Just read the letters. Z, no. No. You know, the first letter was easier to see than Z. I always have trouble with the letters. Can I start over? And I'm like, woman, read the letters. Read the damn letters, woman, now. I feel so guilty because I'm yelling at, you know, my mom. You know, think of my mom as this big towering giant who used to whoop my butt. You know, everybody looks at my mom. It's like a little innocent, you know, she's a little old lady mom. Beautiful. Doesn't look old, but you know. And yeah, then we go to the next slide. Okay. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't take it. I couldn't take it. I just couldn't take it. And I'm just sitting there wanting to just explode. And I notice that with I have a lot of friends who have older parents, and I see the frustration, and, you know, when you're really, really close to them, you see them kind of yell at the parents, you know, and then, you know, it's something we want to hide. I yell at my kids, and I don't care. I tell you guys to yell at the kids, but I don't want anybody to know that I yell at my mom. And I don't really, like, yell at her, but I can't take it anymore. Stop, woman, stop. Drive me crazy. No wonder Dad died. You killed him. You can't take it anymore. And so I, you know, and I love her to death, you know, but I'm so afraid I'm going to say something inappropriate. I'm so afraid I'm going to make her feel bad because I don't know how many more years I have with her left, you know, not because of her. She'll live forever. God willing, it's me. You know, I don't know what is going to happen. I'm just so afraid I'm going to get out of a doctor's appointment with her and just like be so like out of it that I get hit by a bus. So, you know, I want to make sure that forever much longer I have on this earth, I spend with her, it's good. So how do you avoid that lack of patience you have with your parents? They gave birth to you. I do that. I'll say she gave birth to me. That it doesn't work. That doesn't last. It lasted barely past the fourth row of letters, and we had like five slides, okay? That didn't work. She breastfed you. No, that doesn't work. That's not even a thought you want to think about. So what I do when I'm ready to, you know, wring my mom's neck, and again, I love her to death. I just don't, you know, she's too much like me, you know, and I just can't listen. I have to listen to myself, and it's just too much. I just can't listen to a second person to the same degree as me. My suggestion is just keep remembering that, you know, everybody annoys you, all right? And this is the one person where you are legally and genetically bound to be annoyed by, which means it's just not going to change. You are going to be annoyed, ticked off by that person. So just go with it, okay? Make jokes about it in your head. Talk about it. Have fun. Make a blog about it, you know. But love them because, again, you don't know how much time you have left with them. And, you know, is it really a big deal that, you know, she reads letters in an ophthalmology office over a four-hour period? Yes, it does. I can't take it. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, you guys help me out with this, especially since I'm grounded probably, if my mom just listened to that last segment. So while I'm grounded, I think I need you guys to kind of help me figure out what the heck is going on here. Do you guys remember that there was a doctor who sounded the alarm on the coronavirus, saying, hey guys, this is some serious stuff, and this might turn into SARS. We have, I believe, almost 30,000 people infected with coronavirus right now. Over 500 people have died. And we're going to give you guys an update a little bit later today. And when a doctor, when this first happened, started warning others, going, guys, we got to be prepared. This could be another SARS. He got arrested. He got detained. Well, now he's dead. They say it's from coronavirus. Li Wenling, a doctor in China, who was allegedly detained for warning others about the coronavirus, got sick himself and man has died. His death has been confirmed during a World Health Organization press briefing. World Health Organization official said, "We're very sad to hear the loss of Dr. Li Wenliang. I don't know about his medical conditions. He looks pretty healthy. He was a 34-year-old ophthalmologist at Wuhan Central Hospital. He had claimed that in late December, he shared his concerns via private chat with medical school graduates after several patients exhibited symptoms similar to SARS. Then he was visited and warned by authorities. According to Fox News, he was summoned to Public Security Bureau, where he was forced to sign a letter stating that he made false comments about the virus, according to the BBC. Authorities later apologized. Shortly after, he began coughing and developed a fever. It landed him in the hospital for several days. On January 30th, he tested positive for the virus. Now, we've heard he's dead. I wonder if they're going to make a movie out of all this. I mean, you know, like Chernobyl, the miniseries? There is some drama behind this. We don't know what his previous medical conditions were. You know, again, 34-year-old ophthalmologist, pretty healthy, has access to health care, you know, not considered in that demographic of vulnerable, feeble individuals. Not sure what happened there. And as a doctor, I find that whole story very frightening in terms of you want to warn others about the severity of disease. You're a doctor. You're a doctor in China. And you are meant to protect public health. You are doing your job. And you get arrested for it. Apparently, he raised the alarm on December 30th, posting in his medical school alumni group on the Chinese messaging app WeChat. And he posted that seven patients from a local seafood market had been diagnosed with SARS-like illness and were quarantined in his hospital. Now, we colleagues talk to each other all the time. We're like, guys, I want you to look out for this. I mean, you guys hear about it before I talk to other doctors, to be honest, because I don't talk to doctors often. I talk to you guys. I'm on air all the time. So I give you guys my theories all the time. You know, but, gosh, if I was in China, who knows what would happen to me? Some scary stuff. So right after he posted the message, he was accused of rumor mongering by the Wuhan police. He was one of several medics targeted by police for trying to blow the whistle on the deadly virus in the early weeks of the outbreak. Thus far, we've had over 28,000 people affected that we know of, 560 dead so far. So he contracted the virus from one of his patients January 12th. It was confirmed at the end of the month, and then unfortunately he died. Now, the number of cases have been growing exponentially, and that's kind of what happens. With an outbreak, it's not going to be linear, where would you go 1, 2, 3, 4, exponential, where it's like, you know, 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, you know, 64, whatever. So that's unfortunately what happens with these viruses. But when you hear somebody gets quieted, I mean, I'm not known for keeping my mouth shut. I mean, when I took my Hippocratic Oath, okay, and I'm supposed to do no harm, that means withholding information from the public. Now, we don't want to scare people. I don't want to give false opinions. I don't want to give, you know, false information. But if I'm worried about something, I'll tell you. If I'm not worried about something, I'll tell you. It's my opinion. You know, this is an opinion show. But I do try to give you guys the most utmost medical information as we get it. And so if I'm concerned that the masks might not provide proper protection, but you want to use them, I'll say, look, you know, they might not provide perfect protection. But if you feel like using them, well, you know, it's better than not. But I don't really think it does much. That's the type of information I give. giving you guys the numbers as I get it across the news, the news scanner. But he was right. Here's somebody who was right. Told other medical colleagues. He didn't go to the media. He told other medical colleagues. And then it makes you wonder what else is going on. Apparently, there's a rumor that are the numbers and the death toll are incorrect. Apparently, a set of screenshots that people were able to grab in China before they were taken down shows that the death toll and the number of cases is probably higher than people think. Now, we understand there's a lot of false stories going around social media. You know, like drinking a Corona does not give you coronavirus. Okay, that stuff is just absolutely stupid. Okay? Also, a theory that Lysol knew about coronavirus this whole time. No, Lysol is a disinfectant spray that had been proven, I believe, in their marketing to be effective against certain viruses, such as the coronavirus. Coronavirus, it's a big family of viruses. We've had coronaviruses and known about them for years. This is a new strain of one. So Lysol, I do not believe, knew about this particular strain. But this latest allegation came after internet users allegedly spotted much higher statistics momentarily on the country's largest online news site, Tencent. So, some of them were 80 times the official death tally. Some believe that it was leaked by journalists in defiance of Beijing's order. Others think that the images were edited as part of a smear campaign against China, where they hacked. What's going on? But when these, when people were looking at the screenshot, some captured 154,000 people affected by this, 24,500 dead. Now that would be 80 times the official figures. Then the website was swiftly updated. Now again, it could have been an error. People have errors on their website. You know, I've had to correct, you know, grammatical errors or spelling errors on my blog posts. Errors happen. But gosh, that's a big error on two different spots. It's not like, okay, there was an error or a typo on one number. Two different numbers were off. 154,000 infected with 25,000 dead. Or the current numbers, which were being reported, where we have 28,200. And 565 deaths. You know, when you kind of look at the degree, you know, it starts to make you wonder. Now, there was a anonymous person who worked at a crematorium said 100 body bags are required every day from the three hospitals. Now, you know, again, we don't want to spread fear. What I want, though, is some answers. You know, we're not working with the most transparent country right now. And there's all this weird stuff happening. All these weird, you know, things going on. The doctor who, you know, kind of first made it known is dead. And, you know, so this is what brings on fear. 1-877-DOCFELLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is celebrating his acquittal in the Senate trial. During a White House event, the president says Nancy Pelosi and Democrats were after him from the get-go.
These people are vicious. Adam Schiff is a vicious, horrible person. Nancy Pelosi is a horrible person. And she wanted to impeach a long time ago when she said, I pray for the president. I pray for the president. She didn't pray. She may pray, but she prays for the opposite.
China says it will cut tariffs on more than 1,700 U.S. imports by 50%. The cuts announced follow the signing of a Phase 1 trade agreement designed to signal a truce in the trade war that was launched nearly 2 years ago, and the prosecution is resting its case in the Harvey Weinstein rape and sexual assault trial. Over the past 2 weeks, six women have given testimony about Weinstein's alleged sexual attacks and advances. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have seven galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Plus, big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. So, the months-long impeachment trial and Senate trial is over. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. A lot of drama on the Senate floor. People had to pronounce Trump as guilty or not guilty, as required by the Senate. Rules on each of the two articles. They had to basically vote on the abuse of power and the obstruction of Congress. The Constitution requires that no person shall be convicted without the concurrence of two-thirds of the members present. As you know, Trump is the third president in U.S. history to face an impeachment trial. Republicans did have an advantage in the Senate, 53-47, but not all Republicans voted in favor of Donald Trump. Mitt Romney voted against him. He announced that he would vote to convict Trump, so we knew this was going to happen. He did break ranks with his party, And again, here's the thing. I don't have a problem with people breaking ranks from the party. I don't like the idea of, okay, well, if I'm a Democrat, then whatever the Democrats want, I'm going to do. You know, I mean, because a lot of Democrats knew the ACA was a bad bill and knew Obamacare stuck, and they voted for it anyway. So I would have loved to see more Democrats say, look, this sucks. Okay? And so I don't mind when somebody says, well, they broke ranks. Just because you know, get into office doesn't mean that, you know, you have to be a puppet. You are supposed to have some individuality and your ideas. That's why a man or a woman is elected, okay? We're not just electing a group. You know, we vote for a single person. That being said, don't try to use the R to get elected or the D to get elected, you know, if you're going to, you know, act like the other side. So that's kind of where there's this push and pull. You know, like there's some, you know, Republican senators that just don't really seem to have Republican ideologies, and we're like, well, then why are you campaigning on the R side? You know, you can't dupe voters. If voters are going to think you're going to be more for tax cuts, more for, you know, certain, economic policies that Trump wants to, you know, promote, immigration, things like that, then why are you running on the R side if you're going to keep voting on the D side? Then you might as well be a D. So, you know, it's definitely a very contentious thing when you have somebody, quote unquote, break ranks. And I don't know if Mitt Romney breaks ranks a lot, but where there's a big issue with this is Mitt Romney has a personal, little war with Trump. Trump and Mitt Romney don't get along. They've toyed with each other for a while. There's, you know, and so, you know, Romney is no friend of Trump. And this is why I'm not in politics. That has got to stink. If you are ridiculed by somebody and you get promised a position and then not get a position, you know, in the White House administration, and, you know, you publicly get embarrassed, and then you have to sit there and you have to stand by them. You know, I see why Romney did this. I'm not saying it's okay, but I'm not surprised. Problem is people are mad. People want him voted out. You know, actually, people want Pelosi voted out for ripping up State of the Union address that had Tuskegee Airmen and, mourning families honored in it. And so ripping something like that up was really, really disrespectful. So some people think that she needs to go. So if you thought that the impeachment trial was going to be the end of it, it's not. You know, at least we get to move forward from this. It's still going to be an ugly year. It's, idea of, you know, people not wanting Trump in office is there, just like people don't want Hillary in office. And gosh, I keep being told Hillary wants to run again. I don't know if I could sit through that. I don't think the Democrats would nominate Hillary Clinton. I don't think they want to go through that again. She lost. And she lost to Trump when he didn't have a booming economy. So I don't want to be overly optimistic, but there's really not a, you know, Democratic front runner that can compete with a, you know, booming economy. We understand that China is going to now cut tariffs and going to want to spark an increase in economy because they are having obviously big issues with coronavirus. And so, you know, in a time like this when, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty and, you know, we, you know, don't feel like North Korea is going to attack us anytime soon. You know, we feel like we've, you know, kind of, you know, had a little bit of a break, you know, especially from job loss and, you know, rising healthcare costs. I don't know if a lot of people are going to want to rock the boat. I know a lot of Democrats are like, I'm not going to vote for Trump, but I'm not going to vote against him. So it'll be an interesting election, and the Democrats needed this impeachment. They knew they weren't going to get it, but they needed to, you know, tarnish his name, you know, whether he deserved it or not. You know, they needed that for their media bites because they could still say he was impeached. He just wasn't, you know, removed from office. So Trump obviously tweeted. He posted a video, how Trumpism outlasts Trump, the strength of his support. And I guess Trumpism is a term. And so you basically see him where it says Trump 2028, Trump 2032, Trump 2036, not that he's running, but thinking that Trumpism will outlast. I don't know if the president who later secedes him is going to want to carry on Trumpism. I don't think they could. I think there's only one Trump. I think that's, you know, the way he does things is the way he does things. Nobody should pretend. You know, when we talked about Obamacare, people were afraid that, you know, Hillary was going to come in and continue Obamacare, which unfortunately I think hurt her chances of being reelected as well. But, like I told you, no, why would Hillary extend somebody else's legacy, especially a crappy one? You know, when it was her idea in the first place back in the 90s to rehaul healthcare. So I think whoever does later replace Trump will have their own fix on things. Just if there are certain things in place, you know, like getting rid of that mandate, you know, penalizing employers for things. I think those things hopefully will need to stay in place. Now, in Iowa, that's a whole nother cluster. It looks like Buttigieg is still, is it Buttigieg or Buttigieg? Is it French? Buttigieg maintains an extremely narrow lead in Iowa. 97% of the results are declared he is neck and neck with Bernie Sanders. CNN placed him at 26.2%, Sanders at 26.1%, making the final result too close to call. Senator Elizabeth Warren trails behind at 18.2%. Joe Biden did the worst, well, not the worst, but, you know, of the front runners, is in fourth place with 15.8%. Klobuchar, fifth place with 12.2%. So the Iowa Democratic Party Chairman Tony Price reportedly told state party officials that the full results are expected by the end of today. After 3 days of delay, we're blamed on technical issues with the app that supposedly were created by people of the, you know, Hillary Clinton previous campaign. So there was obviously a complete breakdown Monday night. It's ridiculous. Pretty embarrassing stuff. Makes you kind of worried about, you know, the integrity of, you know, elections when we rely so much on computers. Because there's a lot of BS that goes on, unfortunately, that we don't know about. I'll believe the conspiracy theorists on that one. But, you know, Pete Buttigieg has a very, very interesting profile because he's young. He's married to a man. He's very likable. Has a lot of likability. Seems to be a little bit more moderate than some of the other liberals. And so, you know, he's been kind of making a name. And, yet, you know, yeah, he was a mayor of a city, you know, as opposed to being a senator or a governor, you know. But, or a vice president. But, you know, he does have a likability factor. The thing is, though, is like Huckabee has huge likability factor. And Huckabee would always win the Iowa caucus. He, though, was never able to make it beyond that. So, you know, the Iowa caucus isn't the end all of politics. 1-877-DOT-SOLID, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, guys. Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology, right? Now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So how many of you guys are on statins and blood pressure medications or medicines for diabetes? Well, one concern doctors have had with these medications is that if we put you on it, you're going to think you have like a get-out-of-jail-free card. And you might think it's like a free pass to eating whatever you want. I mean, I've made jokes about that. Where, you know, I never want to get diabetes, but if I do get diabetes, there's no way I'm stopping chocolate, so I'll just have to increase my insulin those days. And no, you do have to come to the realization that you are done with sugar. Most sugar. If you have high cholesterol, you have got to cut your fatty foods. If you have high blood pressure, you got to cut your salt. and fatty foods and sugar and lose weight. So, were we doctors over exaggerating? Well, apparently there's a study of 40,000 people to see if that's what happens, if they do think of it as a free pass. And 82% were gaining weight. It's not the drugs that made you gain weight. It's the, yeah, I'm on blood pressure medicine, I got it covered. This little baby pill is going to save me from dying. So millions of people take statins or cholesterol medications. The HMG CoA reductase inhibitors, where basically it prevents a cholesterol manufacturing, or it decreases the cholesterol manufacturing in the body. Millions more take high blood pressure medicine. About a third of American adults have high blood pressure. And this new study led by the University of Turku in Finland suggests that we need to probably drive home that the pill is just an adjunct and not necessarily your, you know, whole artillery. Study leader Dr. Marit Korhonen said medication shouldn't be viewed as a free pass to continue or start an unhealthy lifestyle. Our research sought to determine if people who started medications were making the lifestyle changes necessary to see health benefits. Statins lower bad cholesterol, the bad LDL. We've talked about LDL versus HDL, good and bad cholesterol. Your liver makes cholesterol. Cholesterol has to get transported to the body. LDL helps that transport, helps bring cholesterol to tissues and deposits it in tissues. You need cholesterol for cell synthesis, cell walls, a whole variety of things. Your brain needs cholesterol, so you need a certain amount of LDL. But the more LDL you have, the more dumping and deposition you have of cholesterol. Because, again, the more cholesterol you have, the more you have a need for more LDL. HDL is the opposite. HDL is your sanitation department. HDL goes around and picks up, hopefully, unused cholesterol. Once it's stuck in a plaque, it's debatable on how much it cleans up of that. But circulating cholesterol that has nowhere to go and is dying to clog your heart arteries, HDL will hopefully pick up and bring it back to the liver to be destroyed. So we want higher HDL, less LDL. So studies suggest that one in every 50 patients who take the medication for 5 years will avoid a life-threatening heart attack or stroke. I think the number is even higher. I didn't have one patient who was taking that medication like they were supposed to die of a heart attack. Or even have a heart attack. My father wouldn't take a statin. I told him to, he wouldn't. Oh, I'm going to hurt my liver. I don't want it to hurt my liver. Leave me alone. Little girl, leave me alone. And I did. I left him alone. But I'm like, I don't want you having the nicest liver in the graveyard cemetery. Okay? I don't care about your liver. And a small low dose is not going to hurt the liver. Very rarely could it affect the liver. Can you please? And, you know, he wouldn't do it. Unfortunately, he died of a massive heart attack. Critics say that much of the research is a little overhyped. There is some side effects. It could cause muscle pain because your muscle makes cholesterol also. Liver damage, risk of diabetes. The diabetes risk with cholesterol always gets debated. People say, well, oh my gosh, you know, that person was on statin medications for years and now they're diabetic. But the average diabetic has high cholesterol for years before they become diabetic. So were they always going to be diabetic? How do you prove it was the pill and not just genetics? Or the fact that it was environment that had high cholesterol. High cholesterol will precede diabetes by about 10 years. Blood pressure medications, like ACE inhibitors, have been shown to have a tiny increased risk of lung cancer in early research. But for the most part, I've never seen a case of cancer-induced blood pressure. So and I know people are still kind of wondering about what happened with Rush Limbaugh. From what I understand, he smoked cigars. I don't know how much. I don't know if he was on blood pressure medicine. But stage 4 lung cancer is pretty serious stuff. People want to know why, what it could have been. We're usually going to go to tobacco was the culprit. So going back to this study, Dr. Korhonen and colleagues looked at 40,000 public sector workers in Finland who had not been previously diagnosed with heart disease or stroke. They looked at their BMI, physical activity, alcohol consumption, smoking history. They gathered every 4 years from 2000 to 2013. Pharmacy data was used to determine if they began taking blood pressure or statin medications. people prescribed either of the two treatments were 8% more likely to become physically inactive than those who were not on medication. So once they started taking the medication, they're like, all right, I'm good. 82% started putting on weight. Now, somebody could say, well, wait a second. You know, we're looking at over four, people gained weight over a few years. But you don't understand. If you're given a high... not on medication. So once they started taking the medication, they're like, all right, I'm good. 82% started putting on weight. Now, somebody could say, well, wait a second. You know, we're looking at over four, people gain weight over a few years. But you don't understand. If you're given a high... Right, you're always going to be diabetic? How do you prove it was the pill and not just genetics? Or the fact that it was environment that had high cholesterol? High cholesterol will precede diabetes by about 10 years. Blood pressure medications, like ACE inhibitors, have been shown to have a tiny increased risk of lung cancer in early research. But for the most part, I've never seen a case of cancer-induced blood pressure.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.